time again for a Friday visit with our state representative, Shannon Latham, who represents Hamilton County there at the State House in Des Moines. And Shannon, a very good Friday to you.
Yes, good morning to you and all the listeners, too.
Absolutely. So it was a busy week this week. I know last week was a bit of pomp and circumstance with the governor's address and so forth, but you certainly got down to business this week, didn't you?
That's right. So our subcommittees got to work this week. There were more than 100 subcommittees held this week. So just a quick refresher for those who might be listening and are unfamiliar with the lawmaking process. But once a bill is proposed, then it gets sent to a House committee and assigned to a subcommittee. And that three-person subcommittee in the Iowa House consists of two Republicans and one Democrat. And it takes two votes to get a bill to pass through the subcommittee, where there's room for public input and comment. And then from the subcommittee, it gets sent to the full committee for further review. So this week, I was able to serve on two subcommittees. One of them that I think is of particular interest to folks in Hamilton County is House File 59. And this is a bill that would create a rural grocer investment program.
Now, what exactly is that there, Shannon?
So in this bill, it creates a fund under the Iowa Economic Development Authority. It could be used for purchases, I believe, of like freezers or other things like that. And it requires matching funds.
And this is a bill I'm sure that'll be discussed in the coming weeks.
Yes, absolutely. So it just went through subcommittee. Just was taking a look here, Pat. It also, this bill gives priority to projects located in underserved communities, primarily for residents of low or moderate income communities. Priority is also given to those projects that create or retain jobs. And yes, so it's going to go on to committee next, and that is in the Committee of Economic Growth and Technology. I also serve on that subcommittee, that full House committee. If it passes out of that committee, it will go into appropriations. And once it's in appropriations, it will be assigned to the Economic Development Budget Subcommittee, which I chair. So I'm really interested in getting input from Hamilton County residents on this bill and look forward to working through this bill-making process.
Now, this is similar to the incident that occurred in Jewel about a couple of years ago in keeping the Jewel market open. I'm sure the same is true there, Shannon, in keeping other small town markets open from competing the big boys.
I've been hearing a lot from folks in Stratford. I visited that grocery store. As you know, I live in Franklin County. There's a rural grocery store here in Latimer. So they really do, these stores really do serve an important service for people who live in that community. You know, otherwise we've got all these food deserts. And I know that a lot of these rural grocery stores are looking to partner with local producers for fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's what this bill also does, is it provides a mechanism to connect those local producers with grocery stores. So it's really playing off the concept that we have in place where Choose Iowa connects local producers with places that can more like retail outlets that will sell their fresh fruits, vegetables, as well as meats and honeys and other Iowa-grown products. So this is an extension of that program, taking it to those rural grocery stores. Yesterday during subcommittee, there was an issue raised that there are food deserts also in urban areas. And so I believe there's an amendment being looked at that will open it up for food deserts outside of rural areas.
You mentioned that because there was a case that a Hy-Vee store in Cedar Rapids closed for a section there in that city, I think, last year, and I think there's a couple in the Des Moines area, too, that it will be of interest to those residents who don't have to all that far to get their grocery and other supplies.
Absolutely, and there was a member of our subcommittee that's from Eastern Iowa, and he was saying even in his hometown there's food deserts. So, again, that's what I love about this public comment and a time for the subcommittee to meet, because it does, really open our eyes up to other needs across the state. So when a bill's proposed like this, it was proposed by a rural legislator, and, you know, obviously serving the needs of his constituents. It's something that I've been involved with as well. After the state fair last year, I met with Lieutenant Governor, was Adam Gregg at that time, about his rural investment program for grocery stores because that came out of the Empower Rural Iowa meeting that I attended last summer in, it was actually held in Sheffield. It moves around the state. So there are a lot of people who are concerned about this issue, working on it, and hopefully we'll find some sort of a solution here this legislative session.
Anything else covered this week? We talked about the food desert situation there, Shannon. What other bills did you cover this week?
I also served on a subcommittee for House File 38. That creates self-supporting entertainment areas. It might be more advantageous for larger communities where they could voluntarily decide to have an extra tax for users. So this might be in areas where they are interested in, like, putting up a venue for concerts or sports and stuff like that. So that also came out of one of the committees that I serve on.
Mm-hmm. And that will be discussed in the coming few weeks there in Des Moines at the State House. So we're all finished with this week. What's coming up this next week there in Des Moines, Shannon?
Yeah, so I believe there's going to be more of the same. It's going to be more working through subcommittee meetings. There are a lot of forums that are going on this weekend. I know I'll be back in Hamilton County meeting with some economic development folks. And then one of the topics that I've been hearing a lot from and meeting with constituents on is pharmacy benefit manager reform. So I'll continue to work on that as well.
So you say you're coming back to Hamilton County this next week there, Shannon?
On Saturday, actually.
Oh, next Saturday. Okay,
tomorrow.
Very good.
So, tomorrow.
And then coming up on February 7th will be the breakfast with yourself, along with the State Senator Dennis Guth. That'll be held here in Webster City. That's on Friday, February the 7th. That's coming up in about 2 weeks. That's
correct. I'm looking forward to that.
Very good. Shannon Latham, my guest on KQWC this morning. Shannon, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks very much.
Sounds great. Thanks so much. Have a great week.